This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. We're here live. The Saturday edition of the program. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Just about every call so far tonight has tied into the Ferguson, Missouri continued, I don't know if you want to call it a crisis. It's a pretty serious situation there where you got protesters out in the streets, not only protesters, but also probably some agents, provocateur, government agents, sort of ginning up more violence, and also looters are going in and destroying storefronts and taking out property. And amidst all of that, of course, the police are responding with, appears to be in a lot of cases, some inappropriate levels of violence. There was the shooting of one Michael Brown, who is an 18-year-old young man, allegedly shot in the back by a police officer who for a while was not being named, and finally the information was released, I think in part due to Anonymous, some of their efforts, from what I understand.
Yeah.
There have been more details here. In fact, let me give you a little bit more info. We've got folks who have been waiting patiently. We're going to jump right back into your calls. But as I mentioned, there has been a curfew put into effect starting tonight. So according to the story from STLtoday.com, the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, the governor has declared a state of emergency and ordered a curfew to apply to Ferguson. It goes into effect at midnight tonight and runs until 5 a.m. Officials did not provide details on the curfew boundaries. We also don't know at this time if there will be exemptions for people who are, let's say, going to work. For instance, you know, if you work in a late shift trying to get from point A to point B, what will that be like if you are trying to get to your job, let's say?
I don't really care. You should be free to get out of leave your house at any time of the day or night.
You should
or
be.
You're not in a free country.
No, you're not in a free country. Surprise.
Well, I know that.
Right.
But my biggest concern here isn't. Because I understand there's, you know, it looks like it could very well be that we have bad actors on both sides, or, you know, maybe one side is righteous and the other side isn't. I don't know the answer to that specifically.
There are more than two sides involved in this one.
Well, there's a guy, there's a shooter,
there's protesters,
and a dead person.
There's protesters,
and then
there's
protesters.
Looters, there's police.
But the protesters have a lot of, there's looters certainly, but the protesters have a, you know, we don't know the specifics, as the last caller said, but here's one thing we do know specifically. That we, as the public, that the public servants, the police officers, have never, not in their history, made an effort to keep us informed. Now, this is supposed to be a democratic republic where we, the people, are the government.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be the government if you are misinformed and uninformed. It's 2014. The technology exists that cameras, officer-mounted and car-mounted cameras can be uploaded immediately to the Internet via cell phones. I mean, if you can play Pandora in your car, which I can, then you can upload video directly to the Internet. There is no reason at all that we shouldn't have video of what happened on the Internet that we can all look at and decide who's
believe
right
it
and
or
who's
not,
wrong.
Mark, not everyone has a smartphone yet. So.
They're police officers, Ian! They can be issued smartphones.
I see what you're saying. You meant from the police's perspective.
That's
I thought
the
you
people
were,
we're talking about here.
I thought
here.
You were blaming the witnesses, okay? I'm
Why
sorry,
would I blame the witnesses? It's not a witness's job. We're paying the police officers to do a job. They do not do that job. They do not serve.
They have no obligation to serve you, sir, and you're not paying
And it's
paying
not even
directly.
The officers on the street.
When's
it's
the
brass that do not want us to get this information.
When's the last time you signed a police officer's paycheck?
Look. I'm telling you that they tell us a story. That story has to do with them being public servants
right.
and working for us.
And the more you pay attention to what they actually do, the more you know that's just a story and it doesn't really apply.
You can say it or not, but until they start acting like they do, then I'm just going to call it out as a lie. I pointed out it's a lie.
Yeah, they are absolutely very dishonest. In fact, many police officers are trained to lie. To try to get you to admit something and get yourself locked up. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts here, whether it's on Ferguson or anything that happens to be on your mind. Let's go to Frank. He's in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. Frank.
Yes, hi. How are you? Listen, I like to start off by saying that one life, regardless of what color you are, it's too much to lose. However, I would like to see the black community, just as the white community, as enraged when you have hundreds of black men being killed by black men, like in Chicago. So let's all get together. Let's be enraged about black on black as well, and not just be enraged when a white cop, right or wrong, kills a black man. Like I said before,
how about we just stop the whole rage thing? I mean, can we just not have rage in general? I don't think that leads to good things. I mean, what we've seen here in Ferguson and has been, you know, certainly happened in the past. The Rodney King incident, of course, comes to mind, obviously. But you see people destroying businesses. What? The businesses didn't have anything to do with why this guy was shot in the streets.
Exactly. So I like to see the black community just we'll use the word concern, just as concern.
Hold on a second.
I'm pretty sure the black community isn't listening.
Right. Hold on. That's not fair to say the black community, like that they're all this this mass, that they're all connected and they're not individuals who have differing viewpoints on what's actually going on out there.
There's no black community in the same way there's no white community.
Right. So what do you really want to see happen?
What I like to see happen is what's happening in Ferguson happened in Chicago and in all of those other communities where there's a lot of black on black crimes. Let's do that so we get to the root of everything together. Not just because one white man killed and shot a black man. Very unfortunate, by the way, that this happened. Let's also stand for those men, black men, that are being killed by other black men as well.
Well, I'm against all murder. I mean, whether it's black man killing a black man or a white woman killing a white man or whatever we're talking about, let's just stop the killings. How about that? Thanks for the call tonight, Frank. Appreciate hearing from you. Unfortunately, as long as people have disagreements, as long as people have strong feelings on things, there will likely continue to be violence. There will likely, in some cases, continue to be killings. And if we had the police out there actually investigating crimes like murder, and that was their primary job, rather than, say, harassing people in urban neighborhoods for things like having a plant on their body, stopping and frisking people like we're seeing in New York and Philadelphia and Washington, D.C., I believe, where just any old time they want, they'll stop people on the streets and give them a good frisk, see if they got anything interesting on them. You want to start? So how about the police start treating people with respect? And instead of disrespecting individuals' rights, they actually respected people's rights, then maybe they would see more cooperation coming from people in urban communities and in other places as well. Because, by the way, plenty of white people are now learning the police oppression, considering that now they're targeting everyone more often. But there's definitely no doubt that there's racist cops out there. Your comments are welcome. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number.
When we say we I'd like to see the black community this and black community that, I think it's kind of nonsensical, because let's not forget that the government has control of these children, the vast majority of them, for at least 10 years mm-hmm. prior to the whatever crimes it is that they're committing or whatever. So if blame needs to be laid, it can be laid as thoroughly at the feet of the state as it can be any place else. I mean, how can you have control of other people's children for 8 hours a day, half of the time they're awake, and they turn out this way?
Debbie is on the line in St. Louis, fairly near the Ferguson area. Debbie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, hi. My name's Debbie. I'm from a suburb in St. Louis, and I've been traveling this week, mostly in Georgia and Florida, and every place I went, all I saw was my town being portrayed as racist. And it breaks my heart, because there are so many good people and organizations in St. Louis that want to help these people. They will do so many things, the churches, the social organizations, various groups, and I just want the country to know that. And, you know, that breaks my heart, but something else that breaks my heart is the fact that we do have a huge problem with crime in St. Louis, and much of it is black on black and black on white, and my neighborhood was affected recently that four black men decided they wanted to beat up a white suburban guy, and they came to my neighborhood to do it and left the man for dead. And that is tragic. And I would like to know when the black leaders, you said the black community isn't responsible, but I want to know.
What is a black leader? What is that supposed to mean? Who's the white leader? Do I have a white leader? Can I, you know, who do I get in touch with? How do I call up my white leader? Who would that be?
Okay, well, why are you being so outrageous?
That's not outrageous. I just don't think that there is one.
I just want to understand what you're talking about. Now, hang on, Debbie. We can bring you back here in a moment. We've been lied to most of our lives
and told there's a black community. That's what I find ridiculous.
Let's continue here. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. You take control here. This is Free Talk Live.
Crashed, The Death of the Dollar. It's a hot new novel that has a lot of people talking. It explores what our government's reaction to a U.S. currency collapse would be. And when the government nationalizes all supply chains in an effort to keep order, the sentiment voiced towards such a tyranny is, we're not picking the fight. The government already did that. We'll just be fighting back for a change. This is a great book, but don't take my word for it. Look at the reviews on Amazon. Bernie says, Crashed is a really terrifying trip. It is thought-provoking. It makes you wonder, what if? Could this happen? Gary Jones adds, this is an excellent book. It is also a little scary because it could very well be true. I hope it's fiction, and Julia Moffat calls it a gripping read and the most exciting, insightful book this year. Crash is a fast-paced read that has two-thirds of its Amazon reviewers calling for a sequel. This book is totally worth your time. It's well-researched, liberty-oriented, realistic, gripping, and gritty. Do yourself a favor and don't miss this one. Get your copy at Amazon. Crashed, The Death of the Dollar by William Cooper.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype too. You can call in on the Skype line. You just have to send us a contact request first. Our contact name is lrn.fm, so send that on over when you get a chance. We'll approve it, and you'll be able to get in touch with us via Skype. And you'll sound better than the average caller, I think, if you call via Skype. So keep that in mind as an option. And also, great option to go and get Bitcoins, Dogecoin, Litecoin, Blackcoin, Darkcoin. You can get them all over at ExpressCoin. They are the best option. ExpressCoin.com pride themselves on their customer service, and they managed to keep costs down. The cost to actually transfer money into Bitcoins through ExpressCoin is probably the lowest you'll find anywhere. At least it's the lowest I've ever seen, at 3% above $40. But if you buy less than $40 worth of Bitcoin or those other coins and use code FTL, you'll get that $40 worth transferred for free, which is awesome, or up to $40 worth.
Yeah, they talk in the news about Bitcoin, but they never tell you how to get Bitcoin. ExpressCoin.com is a place to do that.
Yep, and you can also use their smartphone app. Download that at ExpressCoin.com. You can pay with money order, check, wire transfer, even cash deposit at credit unions with shared branching. So very cool stuff. And it's also now available in Canada, so don't forget ExpressCoin.com and use code FTL when you're checking out to get less than $40 worth of Bitcoin transferred to you for no cost. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. By the way, I think it was Debbie who was on the line with us. She had called me outrageous because I responded to her statement that she wanted some kind of a statement from the black leaders. And I asked her, well, who's my white leader? I mean, who do I look to? If the black people have leaders, who are the equivalents in the white person world, whatever that means? It's a ridiculous idea. She called me outrageous for that, and then at some point during the break, she hung up the phone. So unfortunately, we don't get her back here to explain herself. So who is the white leader, or who are the white leaders?
I'm not even sure what race is.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you're saying who the white leaders are, and I don't know the answer to that. But
the answer
is
I don't have a leader. Right. I'm my own leader. Thanks.
But I'm not even sure what race is. Looking at what you'll often find when people talk about Barack Obama. He's an excellent example. He had a white mom, black dad. Big deal. I mean, which one is he? He certainly grew up with, the white mom, the white grandma. And so, certainly grew up in white culture in many ways, had lots of white friends when he grew up. And then for whatever reason, decided to, marry a black lady. That's fine. I have a good friend who's married to a white lady. What difference does it make?
Let's continue with your calls and thoughts here. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. David is in Chesapeake, Virginia, listening to WNIS. Hello, David.
Hello, is this Ian?
It is.
And Mark.
Go ahead.
Well, hi. Yes, good talking to you. I spoke to you before.
Welcome.
First and foremost, I'm not calling about race or anything like that. Mm-hmm. I live in a very diverse area in the city of Chesapeake, Virginia. Our police department is very diverse also. But my comment that I'd like to make is that with all the mayhem and the looting and, just a lawlessness basically for the ones that don't want to have peaceful demonstrations, would they rather that the police just don't show up and let them burn their own town down?
Yeah, I think that this is I absolutely agree. The looting doesn't help anybody's story. It doesn't help to get the protests out there. Or does it? I mean, there's lots of peaceful protests that go on in America, and they don't get a lot of news. However, looting, rioting, and fire certainly do.
Well, I'd like to point out that some business owners in Ferguson are saying the police aren't showing up.
Yes, and they're standing out in front of their stores with guns, and they're protecting them.
Right, well, What I meant by that is, would that community just rather that the police didn't show up at all? And, because they seem to have a problem with it. And I understand about the
military. It depends, man. That's the thing. If the police were actually enforcing crimes with victims, if they were they were investigating it 100% of the time, they were investigating murders and rapes and robberies and things like that, then I don't think people would have as much of a problem with them showing up somewhere. They would likely be welcomed. But in a lot of cases, when the police show up, if they're showing up at your house, they might shoot your dog to death. They may arrest one of your brothers or sisters for having a plant on them, or who knows what other, victimless crime. So, I don't blame people for not wanting them around. The police are dangerous in a lot of cases.
Yeah, well, one of the concerns I have here when it comes to security is that you don't have choices. So, the same department that shoots and kills this guy, whatever the circumstances are, is the one who's supposed to show up and maintain order. I can understand and empathize with somebody who's like, you know what, I would prefer to not have these same people telling me what's right and what's wrong. And if there was competition in the area of security as opposed to one monopolistic organization that's chosen for you, then maybe people would be able to call some other agency.
Yeah, maybe they would be less likely to go out and destroy property if they knew that all they had to do, if they weren't happy with the services, was not fund the services anymore, and that they wouldn't have men with guns coming after them for not paying those taxes. Hey, thanks, David, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Michael is listening in South Carolina to WRNN in Myrtle Beach. Go ahead, Michael.
I guess I have a comment and then a question. You guys were asking who some of the black leaders are from the prior caller, and I think a lot of the people that flock to publicity-driven tragedies like this and give press conferences on the news, whether it be Jesse Jackson or Al Sharpton, they kind of define themselves as the black leaders. Not saying.
Well, that's ridiculous, isn't it? I mean, if you let somebody.
I've never met a black person that says
on TV.
Yeah. Well, I understand, but I've never met a black person that says, yes, Jesse Jackson's my leader.
I understand, but they're the ones that show up on TV and make this. I don't think we'd be talking about the same issue if it was a white cop shooting a white 18-year-old or a black cop shooting a black 18-year-old. So it does become a race issue. And
I'm not claiming it's not a race issue. I'm simply claiming that this nonsense about black leaders is nonsense. It's intended to drive a wedge because you've got these clowns like Sharpton and Jackson out there, performing for the cameras.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. They chase the go around the globe, but certainly around the country looking for the news. There's no doubt about it. But I don't think that there's too many black people that are like, yeah, right on, give it to them, Al. I just don't think there are.
They certainly have their fans, but that would be like saying that
David Duke has his fans.
Sure. And
is he a white leader?
Yeah, exactly. Michael, anything else you want to share?
Well, then the other issue, you guys have talked a couple of times about the democracy that we live in. That is their right to speak up if they don't like how something's going. You talk about a victimless crime or whatever, it doesn't matter. It's not a cop's job to decide what crimes to enforce and what crimes
it is.
To police. And
it absolutely is the cop's job.
If it's illegal, they are to enforce it. They're not to...
No, I'm sorry, you don't know the law. They have discretion.
Yeah, the cop always has discretion.
If marijuana is illegal, they have discretion. It's still illegal. They're not designed or they're not supposed to look the other way. If the voters think it should be legal, then they need to legalize it.
Well, first of all, ideal world, the cop is supposed to make a judgment because I want a police officer who's going to know that bad laws exist and will have the independence to be able to think about the laws and judge them rather than just blindly enforcing bad laws. That would be protection. I thank you for the call, Michael. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The blind enforcement of laws,
bad laws,
the blind enforcement of bad laws has been a real scourge on humanity over the years, all the way back to, of course, slaves escaping in the South and then people returning them by force. Free Talk Live.
Global warming purports rising CO2 levels while evolution describes mutated DNA. The fraudulent sciences describe effects of iron poisoning and copper depletion. As generations are iron poisoned and copper deprived, the DNA has mutated and weakened as blood types A, B, and O. These blood types and rhesus factor are falsely used as evidence of evolution. Humans were created solely with blood type A, B negative. Fraudulent science reports mutated DNA coupled with rising CO2 levels in blood are causing humans to go into extinction. In truth, humans are being methodically exterminated by iron poisoning and copper depletion. Blood type AB is on the Shroud of Turin and matches the healthy population. They claim this is evidence they are from the line of Christ and thus are his Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago, and now they claim to be his Christ. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com. Unveilingthem.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids. I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen.
a total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Ferguson, Missouri continues to bubble over with conflict between protesters, looters, and police. You can share your thoughts here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Of course, the police state is on display there in Ferguson. Armored personnel carriers, APCs, Bearcat, MRAP, all kinds of violence-looking things are on the streets, men with fatigues and guns. Ordering people around. There was a story actually Wednesday night. It was a couple of reporters, one from the Huffington Post, another from the Washington Post. The news media had been using a local McDonald's there in Ferguson to kind of as their base of operations, if you will. There's Wi-Fi there and coffee. So the news
good. Yeah.
The news guys are going to be there. And the cops came in. They demanded everybody leave the McDonald's and in the process managed to arrest themselves a couple of reporters. So, and then they were also tear gassing reporters as well. There's video footage of the police shooting tear gas directly at some reporters who were setting up a shot in Ferguson there. And that, those were all just from a couple nights ago. So who knows what went down last night.
You know, the journalist leaders should step up and have something to say about this.
Well, in the case of the journalists, they do have editors, and their editors did step up and say something about it. But the point you're making here goes back to our conversation earlier about the idea there being black leaders. Are there white leaders? What does that even mean? I'm my own leader, and I think that's the way it is for most people.
I have found a product recently. It's called My Magic Mud, and it is an incredible product because not only does it remove stains from teeth, and it does so amazingly quickly. After one application, 2 minutes is all it takes to use My Magic Mud. One application, and you'll see a difference. In four uses, my teeth were completely devoid of stains. Now, I drink a lot of coffee, and so, yep, I've got stains on my teeth. There's no doubt about it. My Magic Mud takes care of it. Also, if you've got sensitivity, many people report that My Magic Mud helps with that. For people that don't like the taste of toothpaste, My Magic Mud is completely tasteless. They do have a mint variety, though. But well, the reason I'll continue to use My Magic Mud from now on, I don't care whether they advertise or not, the reason I'll continue to use them forever and ever is because my teeth feel cleaner even in the morning. There's no film on my teeth. Because it has activated charcoal in it, it works just like a water filter, and it goes and it grabs things. It bonds to things. And those things it's bonding to, the bacteria in your mouth. If there's no bacteria, there's nothing to make your mouth grody. It's MyMagicMud.com. Yes, it is a black powder toothpaste. Funny looking. MyMagicMud.com.
I think that's half the fun, personally. In fact, it's all of the fun.
Little boys and little girls love it.
Yeah. Maybe I just haven't grown up enough, Mark. I think it's a blast to cover your mouth in black when you're brushing your teeth. It's just so different. It's so unique. Anyway, MyMagicMud.com. Good stuff. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts here. By the way, Ferguson store owner saying there are no police, saying there's a lack of response. Looters in Ferguson, Missouri. This is according to FoxNews.com. Were met with little police resistance Friday night. Store owners said they were forced to protect their businesses with their own guns. Quote, I think the first message is to remind all law enforcement they're hired to serve and protect. And if they're going to sit back and watch looting, they're not serving us and they're not protecting us, said Pastor Robert White. Well, guess what? I unfortunately have some more bad news for you. Sorry to be the bearer of this, but they're there to serve and protect. Not you. But they're masters in the state. They're there to serve and protect the politicians. They're there to serve and protect the city council. They're there to serve and protect the federal government, the state governments, the local governments. They're serving themselves with your money, and they're protecting their monopoly. That's what they're there to serve and protect. And every now and then, they might actually stop a real criminal. That's great. You know, I appreciate it when they go after real, actual criminals. But here's people saying, look, you've got looters in the streets. What are the police doing?
Well, in this, a lot of cases, this isn't the individual police officers. This is the administration, so how they're being assigned.
Mm-hmm.
So if an individual police officer is assigned to do sort of riot duty and stand in a phalanx right. or whatever, and he says, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go protect the 7-Eleven over there. Well, he's going to get in big trouble. So I just want to point out that in many cases, we're not – I think that the corruption in police departments, because they're monopolies, historically have always provided poor customer service,
mm-hmm.
that corruption tends to come from the top down.
Well, we can continue this here in a moment, but let's go to you and your calls and thoughts. First, starting out with Carl, listening in Atlantic City to WPG. Hey, Carl.
Thanks, gentlemen, for taking Welcome. My call.
Yeah.
The Attorney General, Eric Holder, I think, sent the FBI in. And I think the scientific evidence will prevail. They'll find out if there's DNA under whoever's fingernails, unless the police officer was wearing gloves. They could possibly find out who was choking, who was really being choked, which one of them was being choked. I don't know. And then you have the grand jury. I think they'll indict. And then it'll go to the jury. That's the system we have in this country. And hopefully they'll have it on TV and I can watch it and I can see the scientific proof.
Hold on.
And go
from you think
there.
The grand jury is going to indict on this? On the murder of Michael Brown?
I think they will.
I appreciate your optimism. Yeah. I don't think they will. Yeah. I think this guy's going to get off. I think that he's enjoying a paid vacation. That's the man who's alleged to have shot Michael Brown, the police officer.
Right.
His name is Darren. That he is enjoying a paid vacation, and then eventually once the investigation closes, the internal investigation, they will likely come back and they will say that, well, it looks like our officer believed that Michael Brown was in possession of cigars, which would have made him that he was fleeing from
robber.
Yeah, that he was a robber. But of course, it wasn't a maybe it wasn't a felony. I don't know. Then again, it was supposedly a strong arm robbery, and there was an allegation earlier that he actually slammed somebody, which was the first time I heard that. Have either of you heard the allegation that the robber of the liquor store actually physically attacked someone in the store?
I have heard that, yep.
Hence the term strong arm. So that would probably make it a felony, would it not?
Yeah, I think so. The guy that I saw in the photo, he was a pretty little guy, and the guy was kind of attacking him in the photo. He was a big guy, that's for sure. It'd be like somebody 300 pounds, 6'4", taking me on. I wouldn't have a mm-hmm. chance.
Carl, anything else you want to share with us tonight?
No, but I think tomorrow night I want to call and talk about windmills. in New Hampshire and New Jersey.
Anytime you want, we're here for you 7 nights a week. Thanks, Carl, for the call tonight. Even if you don't get us on your local talk station 7 nights a week, we're here 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. We are doing Free Talk Live, so whether you're listening live or listening later, you can always call when we're live, and you can hear yourself in our podcast or on the radio, etc. You can take control here, even if it's your first time tonight, although the phones are slammed. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. More from the Fox News story here. We're going to jump back into your calls, but a reporter from the station there, and one of the radio stations or TV stations, I'm not real clear, the Fox station. There in the Ferguson area. Reporter from the station tweeted that police cars were seen driving past some of the stores being looted and did not respond. And it rained in Ferguson
they don't
on Friday
want, generally
night.
Don't want to respond unless they have a force that's in excess of the amount of people that are doing the looting.
Well, I think that, Mark, I understand where you're coming from on that. There are all kinds of reasons for the police to not take action, and the claim that officer safety is paramount is a very common claim when it comes to the police. The reason why the police didn't rush in at the Columbine shooting was because they had to make sure their officers were safe. They weren't really concerned about the kids. They weren't really concerned, in this case, about the stores being looted. They're concerned about their own safety. So, again, are these the great paladins of justice out there to keep you and I safe?
Once
or
again,
what are they?
Once again, that is standard operating procedure handed down by the brass.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, I can tell you when I wanted to go as a firefighter, when I wanted to go and drag a guy out of a vehicle that I thought was smoking, sitting next to a gas pumping thing, that my chief said, "Mark, don't you go in there." You know, he was very clear that mm-hmm. I shouldn't go in until we had enough people. And he's probably right that I couldn't drag that, which is 320 pounds. I couldn't drag him out by myself.
Well, I understand you're not making excuses for them, Mark, but when people expect the police to do something and they're seen driving by the scene of people pulling stuff out through a storefront window in, you know, just ragging equipment out. There's a picture that was taken of a couple guys busting into a store there, or they're coming out of the store they busted into with a huge, like, saw. Like a big piece of equipment, just dragging the thing out of there. So, yeah, just police just driving on by. 855-450-FREE. You can take control here and bring up whatever's on your mind. This is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. More from Ferguson, where, by the way, the curfew goes into effect in approximately 4 hours. This is Free Talk Live.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference, one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade-grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
In a far future universe, Earth's fleet is shattered, rife with guerrilla warfare, interspecies diplomacy, and full-scale interstellar combat. Humanity is about to face its Trial by Fire. Trial by Fire, Book 2 in the Tales of the Terran Republic. Sequel to the national best-selling and award-winning Fire with Fire by distinguished professor and author Charles Gannon. Get it now from Amazon through shop.freetalklive.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-463-7479. That's 1-800-463-7479. 1-800-463-7479.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Live Saturday edition of the show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So some people apparently were looting in Ferguson last night. Yesterday when we were talking on the program here on Free Talk Live's Friday edition, when we were talking about this issue, we covered it pretty deeply for a couple of hours. And the last we'd heard out of Ferguson was that things were calm. The protests were happy. They were jubilant earlier in the day. And then apparently night fell and things dramatically changed with more looting happening. And now a curfew being installed in the city, apparently just for tonight. At least for now, it's going to go into effect at midnight Central Time, going through 5 a.m. on Sunday morning. Our toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. As we continue with your calls and thoughts, let's go first to Jeff. He's listening in Charleston, West Virginia, to WVTS. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, how you doing there?
Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
Well, what I was going to say is the police, you know, they act like the Gestapo in this situation. You know, these people listening to you there, I want them to know how they treat the black people out there is basically how they're going to be treated. I think they don't, you know, they don't look at it that way, but that's the way it is. And then on the other side, I know this black man, he was shot, and it's a tragedy, but you've got these other blacks that are extorting this tragedy where they can loot stores. And then you bring in the Black Panthers, and they're like the Ku Klux Klan of the blacks.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to make that comment there.
Yeah, I mean, there's no justification. I don't care what your skin color is. There's no justification for if somebody gets shot by the police, you go out and then destroy people's private property. It just doesn't make any sense. If you want to go and protest and shout and, you know, break stuff, at least go out in front of the police station, you know? At least go
out. Nobody's going to do that.
Right. Go to where the problem is coming from, not the poor bastard who owns the 7-Eleven.
Right. If you're running down the street with a big screen TV, you're the problem, not the solution.
No doubt. Jeff, thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight, man. I do appreciate it. Let's continue here. We've got John. He's in Columbus, Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live, John.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Welcome, sir.
Hey, been listening to you for a long time. First time I've ever called in, but there was a good comment there about the young lady who, when you asked her who were the white leaders, And I agree with you so wholeheartedly. My brother-in-law once told me, said, if I get in trouble, don't call Sharpton or Jackson. Don't call them. I feel the same way. They are not my leaders. But
they sure as hell aren't going to bail you out.
Yeah. They get out there in the public and grandstand, and they're doing it for their own profit. They're not helping. I mean, there was a time way back, I think, that, you know, they did serve a purpose. But I don't think they are really serving the purpose of the people at this point.
They're just serving themselves, aren't they?
Exactly. Yeah. It that's what it is, you know.
Yeah, it's about like, Jesse you know, Jackson, and it's about Al Sharpton. That's what it is. It's about promoting their brand, essentially.
No, they're the Hannitys and Becks for the black folks. They're the same, one and the same, you know. So, but you know, whenever, like you call, you ask the lady, who are white leaders? She couldn't answer that question.
So, no, of course not. She just got upset about it.
Yeah. She said, why?
John, I'm going to go out on a limb here, and say you may be a black man.
You might be right.
Okay. Well, that's a. I mean, and how common is your viewpoint? I mean, amongst your neighbors, the people you know who are also blacks, like, are they, do people just generally reject Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton, and are they just amazed that yet they continue to be called black leaders? I mean, they probably, you know, any news talking head program, they'll probably put under their name on the screen, black leader, you know, as though that makes it true.
Now, you know, there are some people that do follow them, like you said, they're their fans. But yeah. A lot of people that in my circle feel the same way as I do that. You know, they're not our leaders, they're spokespeople. And a lot of times they're serving corporate interests, you know.
Absolutely.
Makes money from certain big corporations. He's not gonna go against them if they're doing something against our interests, because that's, you know, he's biting the hand that feeds him. He's not gonna do that. But
these are also both of those guys are very socially conservative individuals. They've got political agendas, like everybody does, and they tend to be fiscally liberal and socially conservative. And that doesn't match up.
Authoritarian, then.
Yeah, they're authoritarians. that doesn't match up in many ways with the many in the black community at all, if there is a black community.
Whatever that
many
is.
Blacks.
I'm glad to hear you guys ask that question, though, because that's something that nobody ever calls them on. Well, if the blacks have leaders, who are our leaders?
So, right, exactly. Thanks, John. I really do appreciate your call and the thoughts tonight. Yeah, and you know, if we're ever not hitting the point you think that we need to be making, call in and hit it harder here. Toll free, 855-450-FREE. And, of course, it sounds a lot better coming from a guy who's black. Right? I mean, we can make our statement earlier about, well, who's the white leader? But when a guy who is black can call in and say, look, I want nothing to do with these people. It'd be like us saying, you know, somebody saying, well, you guys are talk show hosts, so Rush Limbaugh is your leader, or Rush Limbaugh is the white leader. You know, it's just ridiculous, just because he's got a microphone and people pay attention to him.
I don't have a color. You're the one who's white over here. I just don't have a color.
Well, I like that, Mark. That's a nice thing. I like being the human race. That's a good one. But let's continue with your calls and thoughts. We've got Dave listening in Virginia to WLNI Lynchburg. Hey, Dave.
Hey, guys. How you doing tonight?
What's on your mind tonight?
You know, this whole Ferguson thing, I'm a former officer who was involved in the shooting, and on both sides of this, I see both sides. What I'm concerned about, and this is something I've always said, how about we, before we have a reaction, how about we wait for all the facts to come out? And, you know, as terrible as things are, it looks bad. It was an unarmed kid. Why don't we wait to see what came out?
You know, I like that concept. I wonder whether it is practical in dealing with human beings. And here's
the information
reason.
Age?
Here's the reason. In 1942, it was 1944. In 1944, the Russians executed a bunch of Poles and blamed it on the Germans. Well, we didn't find out for 60 years later. I'm not sure that anyone took to the streets in Warsaw in order to protest this when we finally found out the truth. Kent State, we found out 3 decades later that there were agents provocateur in the crowd that started throwing rocks that gave the National Guard the opportunity to shoot. Well, no one took to the streets at that point. It was just information to be had.
Okay. Well, that's why there's trials. That's why there's an investigation. That's why the internal affairs is going to do their job. And if the internal affairs of the department can't handle it, that's when they send it to the state police, or now that the FBI is involved. believe me, they're going to get everything. They're going to get everything that they need to get, and that's when they release it. You know, I'll bring it to a civilian side. The George Zimmerman trial, as bad as that looked, okay. Of course, the pictures that the news media showed of the kid was, you know, he was 12 years old. The pictures that they showed of him was 12 years old. Nice, bright, smiling boy. They didn't show his Facebook profile picture where, you know, he was given the middle finger with gang tats all over him. And when it came out in the trial, and I watched that trial, I watched the police officers while they were on the stand for the prosecution were practically corroborating and testifying for George Zimmerman.
So the thing with this, Dave, I mean, with the thing with this, back to the Ferguson situation, people are going to make decisions based on the information that has been given. And even with whatever the facts might be here, let's say that the allegations are true. Let's say the young man did the worst case thing. He went into the store, you know, he threw somebody to the ground firmly with violence and stole a $50 box of cigars. That, to me, and then allegedly attacked the police officer, had some sort of a scuffle with the police officer, to me, those things still don't deserve a shot in the back at 35 feet away.
Well, let ballistics do the work, and let's stop assuming first. Let's stop assuming. Let's let ballistics
do the work. Well, the claim that he was shot in the back has yet to be contradicted by any official source that I have seen. So, you know, we're obviously going, it's true, we're all operating on what people say happened. But we can still look at the worst case scenario based on what people are saying and come to a conclusion based on that.
Well, they also said that Trayvon Martin was an angelic little 17-year-old, too. Okay, so let's look at the character.
But that doesn't have anything to do with the facts in the case, right? Like whether Trayvon Martin was an angelic 16-year-old doesn't have anything to do with what happened between him and George Zimmerman.
If this guy just did a strong-arm robbery, it explains the reason why he would go after an officer's gun in a scuffle. And if that's what happened...
Was he going after his gun from 35 feet away?
The question is...
Running away.
Is there a video of him running away at 35 feet? Because the only
Dave,
no, nope, just witness.
That's what I've been saying all night, Dave. What I've been saying all night is, why don't we have? But wait a second, Dave. Let me run this by you. I've been saying all night what we need to have as citizens, voting citizens, we need to have all the information. And all the information would mean, dash-mounted, officer-mounted cameras that are loaded directly to the Internet so they would have this information rather than everybody guessing. We can do this today. It's just the police departments don't want
to
do it.
I'd like to hear
what do you think?
Yeah, I would like to hear how you feel about that, Dave. Hang on. We can bring it back. Coming up here in the next hour, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Dave, I think he said was a former officer.
Yeah, he was involved in a shooting.
So we'll get his opinion on officer cameras coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, Chuck Woolery here. I don't know about you, but I don't like taking pills for minor arthritis pain, and I don't like those patches either. But I have found something that works, Australian Dream Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. It's a great product. It doesn't smell or burn, isn't greasy, and it works. And Australian Dream has an empty jar guarantee. You can use the whole jar, and if you're not happy, you get your money back. But I doubt you'll send it back. This stuff really works. Australian Dream is now available at Target or your favorite retail store.
Lots of things change in life. Here's one thing that hasn't. For over 20 years, Lumber Liquidators has been the home of unbelievable flooring deals. And right now, those deals are even better. Take your pick of gorgeous pre-finished hardwoods like cherry, oak, and hickory for an incredible $149 a square foot. Plus, loads of major hardwood flooring brands at a crazy 40% off. Even get great deals on laminate, bamboo, and vinyl floors. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. Special 12-month financing available. But hurry, the sale ends Tuesday.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.